Yo. Welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany.
That was corny.
And this is it. What was corny?
You poured the wine when it came off.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't know you was doing that.
I wasn't trying to do that for the sound effect.
I was doing that for the sound effect.
Oh, wasn't.
You just did that for the sound effect. That was what's up.
Why are you always shooting down my ideas?
Well, if you would have told me before you turned the mic. Anyway,
that was lit.
Introduce the podcast.
I did. I said, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. This is Brittany, and Antoine is here, too. How was that?
Yeah, it did. That's how you supposed to do it. It's supposed to be the same every time.
Whatever. Anyways, day 365 of quarantine.
Don't even joke like that. It's April 1st.
Yeah, but that's... It's only been, what, 15 days?
Maybe a little bit longer than that.
No, I think it's been 16 days. Well, since the one for hair started. March 15th.
Yeah, I look crazy. Like, my beard, like, my mustache growing over my lip. Yeah. I need a haircut. My beard is, like, raggedy and patchy.
Yeah, my eyebrows are starting to get bushy. That's how I know.
I ain't brushed my hair in weeks because it ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah. So, how was your week?
It's rough. Literally, it's rough and it's tiring. I mean, I can't disclose into everything I do right now, but
yeah.
You just gotta go get it the best way you can right about now.
It's rough. I think the kids are starting to be over it. Shout out to the parents that's at home with their kids 24/7 now.
The parents, that's everybody. Shit.
I know, I'm just saying. Who knows? Some daycares are still open.
No, they should completely shut them down. Even though at home is done for.
Why not? I've seen people on...
Well, they're not supposed to.
No, they have to get a license. That's called an essential daycare or something. And it's only for essential workers. They get a they have to be have like a certain license for them to be able to stay open. But so,
but I think you gotta have a certain amount of kids though, or something like that.
Yeah, it is 6 kids per classroom, and it's for essential workers only, or 6 kids per worker. I don't know. But yeah, I hope y'all got a lot of wine and weed and everything you need to survive.
Exactly.
Survive these kids, because
that means alcohol is running out quick.
My kids are driving me crazy, but you know what? I kind of like staying home with them sometimes. Some days I just be like,
yeah, I know the feeling. I mean, you hear more than I am.
But other days it's like, okay, it's not that bad. But speaking of which, we want to talk about a few scenarios that we've heard in quarantine. I have one in particular that I'd like to talk about.
We can do that for like last, because that's more like...
You want to do the live one?
No, do that one last.
Oh, okay.
Do yours, because yours is like...
Oh, speaking of live, shout out to the people that came in. We did a live podcast on Instagram.
All 10 of y'all. Appreciate it.
It was 17 people altogether. But the... ones that stayed in, it was like 10. But I'm cool. Like, you don't have to talk shit about it. I was cool.
I wasn't talking shit.
You said, yeah, all 10 of y'all. Like, it was a problem. I was glad that the people that actually came in because it was, you know, people that were close to us and they actually commented and it was fun. I had fun. So shout out to y'all that came in on our live and, you know, what did we talk about?
Honestly, I don't remember. I was pretty drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk as hell. But it was fun. I can't remember what the fuck we talked about. Anyways, but it was fun. Thanks for commenting and thanks for coming in and watching. So it was fun. We're gonna do that again. I don't know what day, but definitely gonna do that again. But anyways, do you wanna start with any scenarios that you heard in quarantine?
Oh yeah, the one I heard it was pretty hilarious. This lady took a trip to somewhere in Europe. I'm not sure if it was like God damn. The wine.
Shit.
Slow down on the wine.
No, I was sipping it off the
straw
and went down.
Slow down on the wine, baby.
Shut up.
It ain't going nowhere. You got another bottle here.
I was sipping out the bottom of the straw and it went down the wrong way. Shut up.
Alright, you know. Anyway, it was a lady, she took a trip to Europe. I believe she was in like France or somewhere. Or Spain, something like that. And then she met a guy. For the time she was there, she said it was love. Like, they fell in love. They, you know, spent the whole time she was there together. I believe it was like a week or so.
So she, hold on. She took a trip to Spain.
Yeah.
And she met somebody and fell in love.
I'm not sure if it was Spain or somewhere in Europe.
She just took a trip overseas.
Yeah, she took a trip to Europe, and basically she, you know, I mean, you know, it was one of those moments to where she met a guy, they hit it off, and like the whole time she was there, she spent all her time with him. They went on dates. It was just like a romantic type of situation, like one of those love at first sight situation.
Aww.
So when she went back home, you know, they actually, you know, they talk to each other every day. They FaceTimed every day for like about 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So time go by. He actually goes and visits her. I believe she lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He visited her in Florida. Unfortunately, he couldn't go back home. Because
he got stuck. He got stuck. The quarantine.
Yeah, he couldn't go back home. So about a couple weeks go by, they can't stand each other now. They can't stand each other. I believe the lady, the girl, she has a roommate. The roommate don't like him. She don't like him. They don't like the situation, but he's stuck.
He's stuck there.
Oh. And then it's like, and then you can't go to hotels because hotels are not open
they
either.
Close.
And it's like,
shout out to the travel agents out there too.
It's like, this you can, but what them. if she can kick him out? But then it's fucked up because you literally know he ain't got nowhere to go.
He ain't got nowhere to go. He don't know nobody but her.
He don't know nobody. Can't get a hotel.
Oh, that has to be terrible. He probably miserable as hell.
Everybody in the house are probably miserable as hell.
Has that ever happened to you where you thought you was like, oh, head over heels for somebody, and then like once you really got to know him, you like, what the fuck?
Not really. Like, you always get that annoyed feeling sometimes with certain people, but it's not like, oh, what the fuck? It's just like, damn, you annoying. Like,
mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Anyways, but yeah, that has to be. But it's kind of like, I mean, even though he knows her a little bit, it's kind of like he's a stranger.
Because really, they what they
it's kind of like that together. Show, Love After Lockup or something, or 30 Day Fiance or something. Yeah. But you, you know, they talking about that one Love Is Blind on Netflix. I heard that one was kind of like really good. I think it's the number one show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I heard it was good.
Well, not really, because it's not number one. Is your boy Joe Exotic, Tiger King, number one?
Oh God.
And then number two is Ozark. I want to start watching Ozark.
Yeah, I heard everybody talking about that too.
But yeah.
But no, they said on Love Is Blind that it. Did you see the preview for that?
Yeah.
That it actually some of the couples got married. And they're still married. Like, it's still cool. So yeah, that's one of that's going to be on my watch list. I definitely got to watch that. If you have not watched The Tiger King, bro. Listen, when Antoine first showed me the preview, I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not even watching this shit.
No, even when I heard, when the story started hitting up on Facebook, I'm looking like, who the fuck is these people? Like, everybody posting.
It's just
And then
so...
I seen, like, the previews, and I didn't watch it for, like, a week.
Yeah. The previews aren't even intriguing as the actual story.
The previews start, it do, because it makes you think, like, maybe it was one of those shows where when you see, but okay, I get back to that.
It's so much scandal. It's so much, like, it's like, I was going to say it's like a reality show, but it is. But it's like, it's crazy. You got to watch it if you haven't watched it. And I know a lot of people probably aren't interested in it. But me, the type of person that I am, it's like... I'm not interested in nothing. If it's not nothing like, you know, my normal, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, or like, you know, I like certain shit like Bob's Burgers, or if it's not nothing that's like straight to the script, like funny or drama, then I don't want to watch it. But this shit, it's like downright ass scandalous. Like, you gotta watch it. But anyways, so back to the story. That's terrible. And I bet you he cannot fucking wait to leave. He didn't got stuck in the damn U.S. And he probably wasn't even supposed to be here that long.
Yeah, he was.
Stuck with a bitch he don't even like.
Exactly. That's wild.
Crazy. What about the one, he said somebody coughed all over the food and they had to throw it away?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what fucking, I don't even remember what the story was, but some lady coughed over, like, the meat section. People and they had to throw away all the food, and it was like $35,000 worth of food. Like, they had to throw it away.
Oh, I tell you, I had to tell somebody to shut the fuck up at the Dollar Tree today.
And then, but then, like, the chick, I was happy because she got charged with 3 felonies.
Oh, good.
So, like, they people not fucking around when you do dumb shit like that. And that's not the first story where I heard somebody did something stupid, like coughing on people, and they got arrested and, like, charged immediately. Like, it wasn't no bullshit. Like, people, like, the cops, they being, like, they took an order to be lenient.
Well, they shit. What the fuck is wrong with her?
But they took an order to be lenient on, like, petty crimes, like, say, like, stealing and, like, little tickets and shit, driving and shit. Like, they basically told to ignore those. Basically, if it's minor. Like, basically, if it's, like, a felony or something, if it's, like, a serious crime, take that seriously. But little petty theft and little dumb shit, they let that go. Now, I know in some states, like, in PA, I know in Philly, they did something that where, like, they said, you know, well, y'all can get away with such and such stuff. Like, they're not going to arrest y'all with this stuff. Mm. But they actually, they're taking a, like, an IOU, though. Like, they're going to take your information now. But when this shit is over, they're going to come get you. Mm. Like, they're only messing with serious stuff. Like, so I heard that was, like, a big scandal because somebody tweeted that. Like,
yeah, because I heard it's going around in the jails real bad, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. That's why they don't want to arrest nobody on no BS. Like, if it's not serious, they're not going to arrest you. But you got to watch out. In some states, they're going to take an IOU out. Like, they're going to take your information and take you down.
Speaking of which,
let you go. But when this is over with, they're coming to get you.
Speaking of which, you see all the girls trying to get out. Tekashi, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. They all trying to get the fuck out of there talking about because of the coronavirus.
Even Weinstein, I believe Weinstein caught it because he was in Rikers.
Mm. Why they put his old ass in Rikers Island like that? Hey, oh well. Get what you pay for.
Or what you don't pay for, what you
got. Right. Listen. Yeah, they all trying to get up. Well, you know what? You see Tekashi got she out.
No, he not.
I thought he got out. Got early release.
No, the judge denied it because it wasn't in the judge's hands. The judge was like, if he would have knew a pandemic was coming, he wouldn't have sentenced him to that long. Mm-hmm. But he was like, right now, there's nothing we can really do.
I will. And you see R. Kelly's sneaky ass trying to slip through the slivers. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna get out because
I think the only one that may be looking at is Bill Cosby. They might be like, everybody else is pretty much set.
Yeah, R. Kelly needs to shut the fuck up. You're not getting out, Robert. God, I had to think of his name. I was about to say Charles. Anyways, let me see. I was thinking of another quarantine story. You got any more?
Not really, because I try to stay away from it. And I just try to focus on, like, what I got to focus on when I'm not.
Oh, now. You know what I want to talk about? These quarantine challenges. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like, the ones, like, the...
They're all... You know what? I could not, for the... I don't even want to say it because that song gonna get stuck in my head again. The past few days, maybe come give me something. That what? Song has been stuck
I thought
in my
I was
head.
The only black person that couldn't dance. No, it's a lot of y'all motherfuckers out there.
Did you see that meme that said, you ain't gonna elbow, clap, and shimmy me to death?
Yes, and it's so simple. I'm like, y'all can't get...
Oh my god, did you see when they had the white girls doing it? Oh, it's so painful. Shout out to the white people that can dance and catch a beat.
And you know, I'm tired of the flip the switch challenge because, first of all, I'm not wearing any of your clothes. Oh, my bad.
Oh, the speaker. I was gonna say, did my phone die?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any of your clothes. Like, first of all. Yeah.
I mean, some of them was funny.
No.
I thought the one with Usher and his kids was funny. I didn't. That was hilarious.
I'm talking about the dudes wearing girls' clothes.
She's, no, the one I seen, it was a really skinny dude and a plus size girl. And then they switch, and he had on her clothes, but she was in the background trying to get her leg in his bed. That was funny. You know which one I thought was fucked up? The one dude in the wheelchair. I was like,
yeah, because he was on the ground.
I feel like he agreed to that, yeah. But I'm no, like, I don't know. What the
I didn't tell because he was on the ground.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't voluntarily get on the ground.
I don't know because it looked painful. And then I seen one, it was bad. Like, it was bad because it was like, oh, it looked like it was like her dad or uncle or some shit. It was an old dude in a chair with her shoulder shirt on, and he was just doing this. Well, y'all can't see me, but he was like wiggling back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wiggling. And then they flipped the switch. And then he was standing up, leaning on the wheelchair, dancing like how she was dancing. But she was dancing and she ain't had no shirt on like he was. Oh, and her titties was out. And I was like,
okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's
I was
just like, too much. But you know what? People do the most. You probably gonna know who this is. Somebody of Love & Hip Hop. For those of you that watch Love & Hip Hop, A1, Lyrica's husband, this nigga, he literally, he just disgusts me. Because it was nothing funny about his video. He put on a diaper. He was in a diaper, in a stroller, somebody push him. And then in the background, it was like, bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. You know, the Tiger song. And then, like, it showed him putting his shirt. He was in his shirt, but he put a hanger in his shirt in the closet. It was just too much. I'm like, not funny. Like, some people just be doing the most.
Doing too much.
And, like, granted, some of them are pretty funny. But it's like, some people are just doing the most. Like, I'm tired of the challenges.
Then the ones where, the girls, they got, like, the makeup brush, and, like, they looking busted, or they just woke up or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do the little flash of the
flash brush. Flash it in the camera, and then they come out, and they keep. But the guys do that, too.
I haven't seen nothing like that. Honestly,
really?
I haven't seen the girls. But two of the females, like, I seen, like, two groups of females that were actually, it was okay. I'm like, all right, yeah. It wasn't bad. But then they kept on going, and more females was doing it. And all I realized is, like, all of y'all are bald and cake up makeup because they look completely different. Like, they don't look like the same person.
Listen here.
No.
Don't come for no people that be wearing wigs and stuff.
No. No, I'm not saying, like, if you do it to the point to where you still look like yourself. But there's people doing it that were, like, oh shit, like you look like a completely different person.
So what?
That's too much.
That's what makeup is for.
It ain't supposed to make change your identity. It's not supposed to change your identity.
Enhance your beauty.
Yeah, enhance your beauty, not change you to a different person.
But some people like to wear a lot of makeup.
So I've seen some people where people wore a lot of makeup, but you didn't know they wore a lot of makeup. Yeah, but I've seen some people wear a lot of makeup where it didn't look like they wore a lot of makeup. Mm. And it just, like, enhanced their current features. But then there's people that wear, like,
you. But that's just how they different. Like it. Like, when I wear makeup, I make sure I want the natural look. The makeup, no makeup look. But some people like the colors and the glitter, which
I'm not talking about the colors cute. Or the glitter. It's something to wear, like, it's their skin tone and little stuff like that, but they look completely different.
Well, if it's their skin tone, then
well, it's not even their skin
they're
tone.
Not
like
wearing it right.
They're a different shade of yellow or
well, yeah,
a different
that's
shade
what I'm
of brown.
They're not wearing the right foundation.
And they look completely different. Their eyebrows and fucking nose and cheeks look different. They don't even look like the same person.
Well, that's the thing now. So I'm going to just go ahead and get to the one that I actually heard the quarantine tale. So I was listening to a podcast, and one of the listeners wrote in, and they basically said that she was dating this guy for a year almost, or maybe it was a year and a half, and the guy was 10 years older than her. The guy had a son. So when this quarantine shit happened, he didn't want to be away from his son. So you know where I'm going with this. He went to stay with the baby mom. Now, she basically said that him and the baby mom was fucking until he met her.
Right.
So after he met her, she, the baby mom, went and fucked with one of his best friends. So I guess it was done from there. But now that they're quarantining, he decided that he wanted to be with his son. So he went on over to that baby mom house. So he's been quarantining with the baby mom. She's been in communication with him, and he's basically been telling her nothing's going on. So I want you to go first. What is your first thought?
After what? It's been about 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. He fucking the baby mom.
He's fucking the baby. That's exactly what I thought. That's the first thing I said. They fucking. Because ain't no way in hell they're not fucking. Especially if you say that he was still fucking her until he met you. Which to me indicates right, that
it was they, like they was trying to, like it was like they was trying to break it off. But he didn't stop until he met you.
To me, I don't even think he even stopped when he met you. He probably stopped when he found out she slept with the best friend. Or whoever she slept with, one of his friends. Here's my thing. Y'all in the house, bored. Bored in the house, and you in the house, bored. Bored as a motherfucker in the house. No, they in the house, bored. You know, as soon as that baby go to sleep, it's Mr. Nasty time. And here's my thing. You didn't even try, out of the respect for your girlfriend, you didn't even try and say, all right, and you know what? I know people ain't supposed to be out in this quarantine, but, you know, if you not working and your baby mom not working, oh, that was another thing. The baby mom lives in a house that he is paying for.
Well, so he's still paying for the house?
He paid.
That's why he left. That's why he quarantined with her, because he was still paying for the house.
He paid for the house with for the baby mom and the baby to live in. So here's my thing. Y'all both not working. Y'all both y'all jobs got shut down. You didn't even have the audacity to be like, all right, 1 week I'll get the baby. And if it came down to depending on where you live at, that could have worked. Where you be like, 1 week I'll get the baby. If y'all both not working, if y'all both ain't going out to where y'all can get the baby sick, it was no reason for, you know, either one of y'all to have the baby at a certain amount of time. You know? Why was the first option was you, hey, I gotta go stay with my son. And then another thought that I had is, why didn't you say nothing? I would have been like, fuck no. Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
If you came to me like, oh, I want to see my sons, so I'm going to go quarantine at his house. Even though I know you and your baby mama ain't got shit, I'm not about to sit up here and be like, okay, fuck that. That's just, I don't know. To me, I would be like, why would you even think that was okay? You know?
Yeah, and then especially, like, they said they were together for like a year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. And he just up and left.
And then you just gonna call me every day? Nigga, for real, for real. And I'm not gonna say, I understand you want to see your son. But like I said, you could have had him for a week, then sent him back to his mom for a week. And, you know, did the FaceTime, sent him back to, or however. But you just gonna up and leave me alone. Quarantined by myself. And they're fucking.
Obviously.
So,
I believe after quarantine, they're going to be engaged.
I believe after quarantine that she going to be pregnant.
I don't believe you to ask them, but they're probably going to be engaged, though.
Nah, they're going to be pregnant.
I don't think it's going to be a lot of pregnant motherfuckers. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of pregnant people in January.
Oh, yeah.
February next year, there's going to be a lot of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I was, I had a doctor's appointment. You know, they doing doctor's appointments over the phone. That's the first thing my doctor said was like, yeah, it's like baby boomers. Everybody's going to be pregnant.
Yeah,
everybody. I was like,
Well, we not, but everybody else is.
Yeah, fuck that. We don't know. Some people might be taking precautions.
Ain't nobody taking precautions. Look,
It's been 2 weeks. After about the first couple of weeks,
I can't wait till people start announcing their pregnancies. There's gonna be a lot of them.
I guess.
We need to start a business or something that have to do with babies, because we're gonna make a lot of money next year.
I don't wanna do shit. I don't want to do with babies.
I'm just joking.
I'm just saying I don't want shit to do with no babies.
No, shut the fuck up, Antoine. I got baby fever real bad too.
Right. And I don't understand.
My friend, because I got a friend, Kayla. She was like, Brittany, you still have a baby. I'm like, not really. She's starting to get to that age where it's like, now she's big. Like, how London ignores me now. London used to be a baby. Now she's not even a baby no more. She just ignores me and got a smart-ass mouth. She can talk now. That's the problem. Jordy, she lets me still hug on her.
No, she opposite to me. She ignores the shit out of me.
Well, yeah, she's always done it.
She ignores me.
Except that one time when I got a job overnight, she started being your friend more than mine when I worked overnight. But now she was like, Mommy, you're my best friend. I was like, did she ever say that to you? No, okay. Anyways, I'm just playing. London likes you. I think, well, she don't like you more than me now. You know, sometimes that's stressful when all the kids like you.
Yeah, I mean, they do. Because, like, honestly, when they mad at you, they mad at you. Mm-hmm. When they mad at me, like, I can get them to come here and give me a hug, give me a kiss, and they say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's because I'm the favorite.
But with you, they don't. Like, they be mad at you.
Anyways. So what do you... I mean, that's just some bullshit to me. And to me, like I said... It could have been other ways around that. Like, you really about to sit up here and leave me for your baby mom? That would have been it for the relationship right there for me.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, why she even start communicating with him back and forth. Like,
yeah, and
because it wasn't like it was a first relationship. Y'all together for, like, a year and a half. But I understand, like, okay, you did want to see your son, but you just going, oh, I'm staying with my baby mom until this is over with.
I'd be like, well, I'm coming too. Let me pack my fucking bag.
Exactly, like.
Especially if it's a house she paying for, why the fuck she can't come too?
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that. See, that's some bullshit. That's niggas.
I don't know. I'm
telling you, sometimes these niggas will do the dumbest shit. But you know what? It'd be women out there that just sit up there and. Okay, go along with it. But that's crazy. So, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it.
You got anything else to talk about?
I don't.
I'm out of topics.
I don't. Like,
I'm out of topics over here.
I mean, let's. What about like, what's your, like, how you with quarantine, like.
What have I been doing in quarantine?
Not what you've been doing. Like, I don't know, just us. Like, how are you spending more time with me?
Spending more time with you. I'm just going to tell you what I've been doing. Because it's only 20 minutes. What have I been doing in quarantine? So, we watched The Tiger King. But you know what?
I feel like... I'm not asking what we're doing.
I know,
I'm
but listen.
How you feel spending more time with me?
I'm trying to say that. Can you listen? God damn. So, I feel like like I said, we watch The Tiger King, but we always watch it after the kids go to bed. I feel like we are, the way our routine is, we stuck in spending time after a certain time. Like, 9:30 and 10 o'clock. Like, right now, we're doing a podcast. It's 10:30. Like, right.
We wasn't doing the podcast, we'd be like 3 episodes in The Tiger King.
Right. But I'm saying that's the normal thing we would do even after both of us got off work. Because you work 8 to 5 hour, 5 to 10 or whatever. When I come home, that's when we have our time together. So I feel like we still kind of stuck in that routine. Because even... You get off of work a little early now, and you go a little later now, and it's still kind of like we don't see each other. To me. So that was... That was another thing I was going to tell you. We should probably try and get up early. Because, you know, we've been doing our tea every morning. We should just get up early without the kids. What do you
mean we should just get up early?
We'll get up. I mean, we should get... Don't start talking about how I don't get up early.
No, I'm just saying. Well, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. But I'm not even talking about... Like, it's not early because, like, they get up so early.
Yeah. Well, I feel like... And then not they. Trinity gets up early. But I feel like if... We get up, she not gonna come downstairs until a certain time.
Oh, she will.
If we get up at like 7 o'clock, she probably won't come downstairs.
But then you gotta think, if I get up at 7 o'clock, because you think about it, like I got up what about 8:30, and I've been up ever since. Okay. And it's 10:30 now, and then.
Well, I mean, fine. That was just a suggestion I had that maybe we could get up early, do our tea, and maybe have like. The morning time together. But, I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it just depends. So, like, if I get a nap in or some shit, I'm good.
I've been getting a lot of projects now. You know what I was thinking about today? What I'm going to start doing? Making jewelry again. Because yeah, I don't have nothing but time.
You did do the downstairs bathroom since we moved. That's nice. Yeah. Then your little office space. I'm a little jealous because I can't get my...
Oh, yeah. I did my dividend. It looks so good.
I can't get my man cave in order in the basement until all this shit is over with because nothing is open to buy shit. And then plus we, you know, you got to save money and shit now too because all the bullshit. So it's like...
But I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just start making jewelry again just for shits and gigs. And maybe this summer, like, go back to the nail shop and sell it like I've been doing. I'm able to keep the house clean a lot more. It's like before, I would always have to like, all right, when I come home, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Or on my days off, that's what would be my days to clean. But now I was like, I can clean, I can do this. You know, the kids' schoolwork, of course. Just because we just moved into the new house, it's a lot better. We can like move shit and get everything and... Amazon's been my friend these past few days.
That's ridiculous. Like, you made a, what is it, like a rapport with the drop-off guy? With the UPS guy?
What you mean?
Like, the last, like, 2 days in a row, the UPS guy, like, knew you.
He was like, all right, see you next time.
Yeah, then it was tomorrow.
Like, oh, hey, it's me again.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that was crazy. But, shout I mean, we had Amazon. Amazon and UPS and all those people doing it.
Walmart, too.
Yeah, because we done had so much shit delivered. But some of that stuff was already in the works before this shit. And then some of it was like already was after the shit. But it's like,
yeah,
it's cool. We could have got so much. We got so much done without even leaving the house.
They won't be here tomorrow, too. Watch.
What else you get?
The hairspray stuff, I told you. For the kids.
Yeah. Right. And that's the one thing. The hair shops in the hood. You know, a lot of the hair shop where we at, it's a like they don't want you coming in unless you got to spend a $20 minimum.
Hair shops, all the hair stores is closed. Hair salons.
It's a few hair stores that's open, but it's a $20 minimum. Like, you can't go where and buy at? Little shit. I gotta look.
Is A&A open?
I gotta look. Shit. I gotta look.
I'll take my ass over there.
No, you not.
Anyways. Oh, that's what I was saying. I had to tell the guy to shut the fuck up at the Family Dollar today. So, we get in there. You know, they got lines. They put tape on the floor for, like, people to stand in all the aisles, like, how 6 feet apart. So, I'm like, cool. So, this man, I kept hearing him, but I didn't see him in the aisles. He was like, yeah, hey, you know you got to be 6 feet away from each other, talking to whoever he was with. And he was like, yeah, I know. He was like, yeah, so, just watch out. And don't get too close, people. Don't get too close. So, they in this aisle. I'm walking. They looking at something on the shelf. I'm walking past them, behind them. Do you know he like looked at me? And was like, he was like, oh, God damn! Like I said, 6 feet apart. Like I said, 6 feet. Some people don't understand what 6 feet is. Where? I was like, shut the fuck up. Like I just said it like that. He looked at me. He was like, I'm just saying. Some people don't understand what 6 feet is. I'm like, nigga, I'm walking past your ass. In behind you in the aisle. It's not like I stopped and got behind you looking at whatever the hell you was looking at. He turned around with me and was like, some people must not understand what 6 feet is. Some people need to shut the fuck up because you stink anyways. He stink too. Anyways, those of you out there.
Well, if you could have smelled them, then you was too damn close. We should have been 6 feet.
The aisles ain't even 6 feet apart.
Well, you should have took your ass around.
Shut up.
Shit. The couple of times I went to Johnny Nico, if I was seeing somebody going down the aisle, I just went around.
Well, I was already in the aisle. They came on the other side of me, stood there. So when I came back down, I had to walk out that way. He was... Some people don't understand what 6 feet is. People just kill me. These people with these gloves on... Stop.
I just don't like people with the gloves that, like, do everything with the gloves. Like, you have the gloves, you touch on all the shit on the in the aisle and shit. You go back on your cart, you touch your phone, you touch your face, you touch all your shit, your wallet, everything, and you put all your stuff. I'm like, that completely defeats the purpose of wearing the gloves.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what else they was doing? Throwing their gloves in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Some people that's cleaning the parking lot gotta go pick them up. Like, come on.
That defeats the
purpose. It's trash cans right at the exit of most stores. Like, throw it in the trash can.
Right. And then it's like, even like stuff that I do, like, I would go to my car or I would like take off the gloves. I would walk to take off my gloves to the trash can. Like, at least have that courtesy.
I figured out how to make sanitary hand sanitizer and for the wipes. You put Blue Dawn and water and alcohol, and that'll make sanitary wipes.
Right, but we don't know where can you find alcohol at?
Like, we got alcohol upstairs.
A lot or a little bit?
I got a bottle of it.
A big one? Yeah. Or that little bottle?
No, I got the big bottle.
Oh, shit. Now you better not tell nobody. You better delete that shit off this podcast. Shut up.
So yeah, if you use, and even not, it ain't even gotta be Dawn. You could just use dishwashing liquid.
But certain alcohol, it depends on certain dishwashing liquid is better. Like Dawn is a good one.
Yeah, Dawn is good. And water, you put that on paper towels or whatever, or you can even put it on, like, put it in. They say aloe and alcohol too. It's a good way to make it.
Yeah, that's how a lot of hand sanitizers make anyway. But the one thing is, like, I mean, if you have like old, like, Clorox or Lysol wipe containers, you put your paper towels in there, and then you add to it with the Dawn alcohol. Or, like, even bleach if you want just a little, like, cap full of bleach, what's already in there, and it'll, like, it'll still be the same as effective.
Oh.
If you let it, but you gotta sit there and let the paper towel stuff sit overnight, and then basically you just continue using it like you never ran out of wipes.
Hmm. Well, that's good, though, because, you know, it's a shortage.
It's not a shortage, it's just people being greedy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, get what you need and don't over. Don't hoard.
Well, most of the stores around here got the one limit or two limits or whatever.
It shouldn't be like that, because, like, the store, we go to the store, you got to choose either paper towels or toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't buy two paper products at the same time, and that's annoying.
You can wipe your ass with toilet paper. It'll hurt, but you can do it. Or if you go and get the toilet paper, I just go in and get the tissue.
Yeah, but I don't, that's the whole point, like. You gotta go in one at a time, because, like, I'm not taking my kids out to the grocery store.
Yeah, the kids fucking over it. They've been in the house since the 50s. I mean, y'all let them go out in the, you know, in the backyard or whatever and get some fresh air, but they're done. They're ready to go back to school. But, yeah, so, share your thoughts with us.
But you still never really answered the question.
What was the question?
How do you feel? Spending more time with me, like, how, like, what exactly does it feel like?
Are you looking to get your dick stroked right now? That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I like having you home, honestly. I like spending more time with you. I like being able to not kind of have a routine. I mean, we have a routine, but it's not like as strict as the one we had before. And like, we get up at this time. You gotta be out of the house by this time. And I gotta have the kids dropped off here by that time.
Right. Because that's even good. Because honestly, even if I had the same schedule I got now, the kids would still have to be at school at a certain time when they're at school.
And it's kind of nice because we're in a new house. So we're not in the old house. So it's like a whole new environment. And It's like something totally different. Different schedule, new environment.
Yeah, so, I believe if we had to deal with this at the old place, I would be fine.
Oh my God, it would have been terrible.
Because we all, it would have been so close. And that way, even like, it's still kind of difficult getting used to all this room. Like,
look. But yeah, so how do you feel? What was the question? How do you feel being with me in this time? How do you feel about spending time with me?
I mean, honestly, it is cool. Like, it's just we interact more. Like, we have more conversation. Even though, like, sometimes you don't want to fuck with me at times, but we do have way more, like, it's more conversation, more of a communication. It was like, I remember times where you would be tired and you would just want to go to sleep after you got off work. But then, like, I've been home for a couple of hours and I got the kids to bed and I'm thinking we about to, you know, spend some time or just talk, watch something. You're like, I'm tired, I want to go to bed. I'm like, and I couldn't do nothing but understand.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, I miss my alone time. I miss the days where the kids is at school, you was at work, and I kind of just got to be alone. But I have that time now. It's just very short with them when they taking a nap or when I make everybody have their little downtime. I get like an hour tops, hour and a half.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's how I used to be when you, and I used to be so when you had your weekend because you would work all the weekend. And that would be my off day, but it's like, that's when you picked up most of your time was on the weekend. Like, our schedule was complete out of it. So, like, I would get, like, that hour, 2 hours, and then it's just, like, I would love that, like.
Yeah. So, that's the only thing I miss, but otherwise, you know, oh, I figured out how, what products to use to braid my kids' hair and make it last. That's awesome.
But, unfortunately.
And it only came, right, I'm braiding their hair. Doing everybody's hair cute and shit, we ain't even going nowhere. Because I've always tried to figure out what to use with their hair when I braid them, because my braids don't last for some reason. I thought it was because I wasn't braiding tight enough, but it was just I wasn't using the right products. But when I was unpacking the kids, the bathroom stuff, like my hair, all my, you know, crochet hair and, you know, hair products and stuff, I found Gorilla Snot and jam mixed together. It like makes the braids hold. For me.
Anyway. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I know. But it just a little bit of Gorilla Snot, just a little tiny bit. And a little bit of jam too. Like, it worked out good. So I'm proud of my braids. I've been, you know, getting back in that braiding game, you know. Even though I've never been in the braiding game, you know, I got back in there. I had to come out of retirement for doing hair. So like I said, tomorrow I'm probably going to start doing jewelry. I'm going to get my little craft crate out and see what's up in there. Oh, I was going to do a sip and paint too on live. Me and Raven was going to do a live sip and paint.
No, she wasn't going to do shit.
She came up with the idea.
I see it when I believe it when I see it.
Actually, I'm about to tell my friends. That's what I'm going to do. A live sip and paint. That'd be fun as hell. Because people have been utilizing the internet. Since everybody's on it because they ain't got shit else to do. You can do a lot of shit on there. Just like we did our live podcast. So, if y'all are interested in doing the live sip and paint, just send me an inbox and I'll set that up. y'all going to have to do. Because I got like paint and canvases on deck, but if you don't, y'all might have to slide out to Hobby Lobby or something like that. I don't know how comfortable y'all are with doing that. You can even go to the Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree got canvases and paint there. But I think that'd be something fun we could set up. But anyways, No Filter, the podcast. No Filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. Or you can catch us on Instagram at No Filter Pod. Anything else you want to add before we close out?
No.
Stay safe. Stay out of people's faces. Keep y'all kids in house. This shit is getting real.
Okay? Yeah. Y'all don't have to go out and buy the new iPhone.
Yes. If we do the sip and paint, if y'all got to come home from work or if y'all going out to get something, y'all can go grab something at the Dollar Tree. that's fine. If not, that's fine too. If you've been out, you know, whatever. But just make sure when you get home, shower as soon as you get home. Put your clothes in a washer. Keep hand sanitizer on you if you can find it. Just so when you get back in your car, you can hand sanitize. Spray the bottom of your shoes before you walk through your house.
Right, we don't. We keep. We honestly, I do that all the time. Like I spray the bottom shoes with the bleach spray. Spray the porch, wipe down everything.
Once all this is over, I'm gonna tell you, my anxiety is already on 10. I don't think I'm gonna be able to stop doing that stuff like right away. They're trying to say till April 30th. Well, that's what they gave us, but I don't know.
Yeah, because they're saying if the shit peak in May, then it could go throughout the summer.
Right, and then they saying that flu season in, what is that, like September, October, November, is supposed to get worse then too. So I'm like, is it going
to
be
another? They need to knock down the corona before flu season starts so people know the difference.
Right. But all right. Hit us up. Tell us what you thought about our quarantine tales. What do you think about the nigga going to stay with his baby mom? Bullshit, right? Oh, what was the other ones we did?
I don't know.
I can't remember. If you remember, I'm just going to go ahead and comment on them. If you have the Anchor app, go ahead and leave a message. We can play it on the show for you if you like. Yeah, just let us know. Feedback is welcome. We'll let you know we're doing our next live. And, yeah, stay safe, wash your hands, and stay quarantined. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. And you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.